Hello, welcome. If you're just joining us, this is Parallels in Jeremiah, and we're on the fifth part of Parallels in Jeremiah, and the fourth segment, and this segment is A through C, I believe. If you haven't seen the rest of Parallels in Jeremiah, please, I encourage you to see the rest of this, because it's very, very, very important. Very important. It's a message for our country, and trust me, we need it. So, if you haven't seen the rest of this, I encourage you to do so. Parallels in Jeremiah, all rights reserved, but any copies, any amount of copies as well, can be made in any format freely. Only the content itself is protected. Thank you, and may God bless you for viewing this. Well, 100 strikes or more at repenting when a prophet comes to you, and you are out. The judgment came as Babylon attacks, and even after all that Zedekiah would not listen and cause the city of Jerusalem to be burnt with fire. USA, all caps, how many years have those wacko prophets been saying we're in trouble? I fear that we are wrong. They are not wacko. They are God-fearing, God-loving, sin-hating men and women as well that do not want to see America destroyed to be replaced by America with a K and backwards R, in other words, a communist or worse country. Some even say that our cities will be destroyed. Are we listening or just playing games? Jeremiah 39:6. Then the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah in Rebalah before his eyes. Also the king of Babylon slew all the nobles of Judah. Moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with chains to carry him to Babylon. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire, and break down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive in Babylon the remnant of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away that fell to him with the rest of the people that remained. It happened just as the Lord said it would happen to the letter. God is not mocked at all. America, what will it cost us more not to listen to God? We are trillions of dollars in debt and counting. Everywhere we look, we are being under siege by enemies of freedom. Do we not care? Do we want to leave our children the blessing of God or a mess that we currently have? Now compare the end of the faithful servant of the Lord, America. Jeremiah 39:10. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left of the poor of the people which had nothing in the land of Judah, and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, saying, take him and look well to him, and do him no harm, but do unto him even as he shall say unto thee. I hope you got that. The enemy is ordering the man of God to be cared for and even obeyed by the captain of the guard. When America is in chaos, obey the faithful men of God among you, the ones despised and said to stop preaching all that sin stuff, the ones you may have said were crazy. Nothing evil like that will happen here. Listen to them as they have the ear and favor of the Almighty. I've not been that faithful to the Lord, you say, but I fear him and am living for him now. What about me? Jeremiah 39:14. Even they sent and took Jeremiah out of the court of the prison and committed him unto Gedaliah, the son of Eliakim, the son of Shaphan, that he should carry him home, so he dwelt among the people. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, go and speak to Abed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, thus saith the Lord, all cast of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in that day before thee. But I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, all caps, and thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be for a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord, all caps. God will still take care of those who trust in Him. This was Old Testament times. This man, Abed-Melech, may not have even been an Israelite to whom pertained the covenant, and may not have even been converted to the way of the Lord completely. He spoke up for the man of God, Jeremiah, and look what God did for him. Then went Jeremiah unto Gedaliah the son of Eliakim to Mizpah, and dwelt with him among the people that were left in the land. Now when all the captains of the forces were there in the field, even they and their men heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah the son of Eliakim governor in the land, and committed unto his men and unto him men and women and children, and of the poor of the land, of them that were not carried away captive to Babylon. Where did the man of God go? He had free rein to go anywhere he wanted to go. This very determined man of God chose to stay with the poor of the land that were not carried away captive. God loves you, and will make sure there are some real men of God left as long as America stands, but when she falls, will we all be taken away or killed as our oppressors make the Babylonians appear like saints compared to the evil they have planned for us? Jeremiah 41 verse 17. And they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Shimham, which is by Bethlehem rather, to go into Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and had slain Gedaliah, the son of Eliakim, whom the king of Babylon made governor in the land. Jeremiah 42:1. Then all the captains of the forces, and Johan the son of Korah, and Jezaniah the son of Hashiah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest came near, and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, Let we beseech you, our supplication be accepted before you, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but few of many, as thine eyes do behold us. Jeremiah 42:3. That the Lord, all caps, thy God, may show us the way therein we shall walk, and the thing that we may do. There we have some, the ones that are left, and a plot to kill the governor sent from Babylon, which they did not do, and they are rightfully afraid, but not truly afraid enough to serve God right, as they are going to Egypt. This will be some of us, USA, all caps, that will seek the man of God, but be unwilling to do as he says. We will seek for our comfort like these did, and not the will of God. Jeremiah 42:16. Then it came to pass that the sword ye feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine where you afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. Jeremiah 42:17. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord, all caps, of hosts, the God of Israel, mine anger and my fury hath been poured out upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So shall my fury be poured out upon you when you shall enter into Egypt, and you shall be an execration, and an astonishment, and a curse, and a reproach, and ye shall see this place no more. Jeremiah 42:19. The Lord, all caps, hath said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day, for you dissembled in your hearts when you sent me unto the Lord, all caps, your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord, all caps, our God, and according to all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. Jeremiah knew they were lying. America, God knows whether we're serious or not about doing His will. His will may not be what we want to hear. Unlike Babylon, though, our enemy is not just after our land and resources, including us, but our values. For the love of all decency, this enemy is so evil that we will be spiritually destroyed unless the church in America and the head of that church, the Lord Jesus Christ, intervenes and America repents. Jeremiah 43:10, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, all caps again, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid. And he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he cometh, he shall smite the land of Egypt, and deliver such are for death to death, and such are for captivity to captivity, and such are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captives. And he shall array himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd putteth on his garment, rather, and he shall go forth from thence in peace. Jeremiah 43:13. He shall break also the images of Beth Shemesh, that is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians shall he burn with fire. It is true, the word of the Lord is true, and they sought to avoid judgment, and greater judgment fell. Jeremiah 44:1. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwelt in the land of Egypt, which dwelt at Migdal and Tephanes and Noph, and in the country of Pathros, saying, thus saith the Lord, all cast of hosts, the God of Israel, you've seen all the evil that I brought upon Jerusalem and upon all the cities of Judah. Behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein. Jeremiah 44:3. Because of their wickedness which they've committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they knew not, neither they, ye, nor your fathers. Howbeit, I send unto you all my servants the prophets, rising early and saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. Jeremiah 44:4, and now Jeremiah 44:5. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. The word of the Lord to the woeful rebellious. What a faithful man of God was the prophet Jeremiah. They burned incense to other things, other gods, meaning demons. God sent prophets to them, and they would not listen. Jeremiah 44:5. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. Jeremiah 44:6. Wherefore my fury and mine anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as unto this day. Therefore now thus saith the Lord, all caps, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your souls, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling out of Judah, to leave you none to remain. Jeremiah 44:8. And that you provoke me unto wrath with the work of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whether you be gone to dwell, that you might cut yourselves off, and that you might be a curse and reproach among all the nations of the earth. Jeremiah 44:9. Have ye forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they have committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? It is a scary thing not to listen and pay attention to what God has to say. America, we may not have graven images, but we do have TV. That is a provoking of the Lord. We do evil with the work of our hands and provoke the King of Glory. What will our end be? Please listen and pay attention. Turn off your distractions and seek the Lord with all your heart. We now have an influx of those that do wickedly to America, and that will bring further judgment upon us.